The latest small business contracting numbers show agencies are still struggling in some cases to hit their goals for doing business with small businesses. Those companies and entrepreneurs want to bring innovation and agility to the federal government, but they are struggling sometimes to navigate the process. Martha Doris is Deputy Associate Administrator at GSA's Office of Citizen Services and Innovative Technologies, and she is the Small Business Conference Government Chair for ACT-IAC. And Ira Hobbs is Principal at Hobbs & Hobbs, former Chief Information Officer at Treasury, and the Industry Chair for the Small Business Conference. Friends, it's great to have you in the studio. It's wonderful to see both of you. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Francis. It's good to be here.
It's good to
see
you
here. Thanks, Francis.
Before we get started, Martha, I have to say you took the best cherry blossom pictures of anybody I've seen this year. So thank you for that.
You're so welcome.
It was a terrific way to see what was going on without actually having to deal with tourists.
I think it was generally believed I was obsessed this year with the cherry blossoms.
I think that's a fair statement, and I think it's appropriate as well. It's terrific to have both of you here. Ira, I want to start with you because right before we were going on the air, we were talking about the concept of innovation, and you asked me the question that now I'm going to turn back and ask to you. And the question you asked me was, well, when you want to talk about innovation, how do you want to define that? And I said, well, as somebody who's been inside government and now is on the outside serving government, you're better suited to define that, I think, than I am. So go ahead, please.
Thank you, Francis. First of all, I want to do this. A little shout out to your audience. Wonderful job that you do. Keep the community up to date with what's going on. A lot of us listen to you.
Thank you.
Thank you for the work that you do.
I'm happy to do it. Thank you.
All right. Now, innovation. We always think of innovation mostly about new stuff. That's what people think we're talking about. Some process, some procedure, some device, some equipment that's never, ever been seen in the free world as we know it, and all of a sudden it's going to come in and it's going to solve all of the ills of my particular office. And sometimes it does happen. You know, we see stuff like Google Glass coming up and those kinds of things, and sometimes it does. But most of it, I think people are talking about when they talk, I want to see that they're thinking about ways that improve the way that I'm doing my business. Sometimes it's as simple as another set of eyes and another set of ears that comes in and looks at, sees a customer's problems or its issues and say, you know what? I don't think that the solution that you're using is the best one. Here's a better one that works, but it's simple. It's not going to cost you an arm and a leg, and it's something that we can do together that you understand, your customers understand, and better yet, it gives you a better line of sight into the work that you're doing. It's as simple as that sometimes.
The first element of that that Ira talked about, Martha, I refer to as shiny toy syndrome, because somebody comes in and holds up this talisman of some sort and people go, ooh, that's really neat. I have to have that. And that's really not the point, I don't think, of what you and your colleagues, not just at GSA, but all across government are looking for when you're looking for innovation. Is that fair to say?
That is fair. And I think that in my world, innovation is either about new technology, or it could be about new processes, new ways of doing things that actually allow you to better serve your customers in a different and better way. And there's a couple of programs I wanted to mention. One is our challenges program. So government can use prizes and challenges, challenge competitions, to bring innovation into the government and actually access, you know, either small companies or innovators that are not, you know, not easily able to maneuver that federal process.
Mm-hmm.
Another area we have, which is digital gov search, which actually does leverage new processes, agile methodologies, agile techniques, new, you know, like really bleeding edge technology to provide the citizens a better way of accessing government information.
So now, you both are here because, as I mentioned, you're involved with the ACT-IAC Small Business Conference that's happening next Thursday. On a personal level, not on a professional level, on a personal level, Ira, why is this important to you? Why are you spending your time on this?
Well, you know, I worked in government for many years. And so when I came out of government, I said, you know, why go to work for a large company when I've already just left one of the largest in the world? And I had a chance to join the ACT-IAC board. And one of the things that really appealed to me was the small business community. Most folks don't know, but ACT-IAC, 70% of the companies there are small businesses. And those companies are small in size, but not necessarily in skills and capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
So I developed an interest that has translated into work. And that is how we can continue to grow small businesses within not only our association, but in the work that they do for the federal government, because they make a difference. They make and have an impact in terms of helping us to get work done. And so now, you know, I'm a small business owner, per se, but I'm a small business owner. Mm-hmm. But the small business cadre of the ACT IAC family and others, they really appeal to me in terms of what they bring to the table. So it's personal for me.
Now, the importance of small businesses to GSA is obvious on a broad scale. But for you, Martha, personally, what's the attraction that caused you to want to go and devote your time here?
I think it's a multifaceted, actually. I think that we've gotten some of the most innovative solutions in the work we do from small businesses, number one. And then I'm from a family that's owned a small business for 30 years, and I have lots of friends that own small businesses. So for me, I see how small businesses really are the backbone of the country and help with the economy and the job creation. So I think it's just it touches so many aspects of our lives.
What are the wins when we see small businesses working successfully with government, and where do those trip-ups usually happen? Ira, both in your position now as a small business operator and your experience inside Treasury.
When you say in terms of a win,
yeah.
Help me with that just a little bit.
When the company and the government win through the relationship that a small business has in serving its government customer, what does that look like? What are the successful elements of that?
Well, it's about collaboration. It's about commitment to the work that's being done, strong emphasis in the mission and getting the mission accomplished. I hate to use the word because it's so often overworked, but it's very accurate for the situation. It becomes like a family mm-hmm. situation where there's a mutual respect and a trust that evolves. And then what you find yourself doing is creating opportunities for that company to bring even more of its abilities to bear within your organization. So that win looks like something that is efficient. It looks like there's an economy of scale in terms of the dollars that are being spent. It looks like there's a relationship there where people can talk and define where they're going, how they're getting there, and they're doing it together. So the collaboration is very, very strong in that sense, and it creates a very conducive, powerful work environment.
And the reason that I ask that question is because I want to set the stage for what you're going to deliver to people who come to this conference next Thursday. And we have details about it that linked at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. But Martha, as you hear Ira talk about what the win looks like for both sides of it, and you've experienced it at GSA, what is it that you will then want people to take away along those lines after they leave?
Well, I mean, I think the win is when both sides, you know, a small business knows the process. They know how to maneuver the federal process. They have relationships in place so that they can maneuver it when they have a product or solution that would be beneficial to the government that they can actually get into the government mm-hmm. space. So I think that's really a good win. What's sad is when they can't, and they have to, you know, kind of scan the landscape to try to figure out how to make relationships and partnerships so that they can move in that direction.
The relationship question. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ira.
No, I was going to say part of what we're trying to do too is create a sense of opening one's imagination, because a lot of times, you know, you're able to create that which you're able to see. Mm-hmm. And so part of what we hope our conference is going to do is open the imagination of people in terms of some of the things that they can do as a small business and be very successful with. That's why we're populating it with examples of companies that have been successful. You know, some of the issues that people are grappling with that they think are tough, we want to bring some folks in who say, yeah, it is tough, but here's how we negotiated that piece of real estate. Here's how we got across that bridge with no water, all of those other kinds of things. And so those are the kinds of things that we want them to take away. And we want to give them something physical that they can leave there and, in the industry perspective, go to hunt with. Mm-hmm. That's what we want to be able to get in the field and hunt for stuff. And so we want them to be able to have that kind of a takeaway experience.
With all that's being made of the federal government's budget situation, do you think there's a perception in the small business community that it's really hard to do business with the government now, and that if I'm not currently doing business with the government, maybe I'm not going to try, maybe I'm not going to take an opportunity because it's just so hard and they're not spending as much money and so on and so forth?
I think that, yes, that is a perception in some places, but I think when you look at what's happening at the Small Business Administration and the number of companies that are coming in, the people still see the federal government as a viable market and one that they want to get involved in. And so when we thought about our conference, some of the things that we built for was for companies who've never done business with the government. We have a wonderful session set up with a number of the senior representatives from the Small Business Administration who are going to talk about what it's like to start that process of doing business with the government. What's appropriate for you? Is it 8A? Is it Hub Zone? Can you take advantage of service disability as a veteran? Can you get into this as a woman-owned business? Because those are legitimate questions that if you don't get the right kinds of answers, you can end up spending a lot of money unnecessarily so when it could have been used for a different purpose. So we're looking at and we're dealing with that kind of an issue. But we're also hear the stuff that goes on about competitive sourcing. So we got a great panel set up of folks to deal with that issue of strategic sourcing in that sense to talk about it, and some companies who have negotiated the water that are small business that are going to come in and talk about their experiences. So we're trying to create a smorgasbord, but with a little something for everybody. We got the vegan stuff going on, you know, we got the semi-vegans.
I won't be at that meat eaters. That's where you'll find me.
I think even in declining budgets, agencies are trying to put a priority on expanding opportunities for small businesses. And at GSA, that is one of our top six priorities. So it is true. I think that, you know, budgets are tight across the board, but I think agencies are trying to focus attention on how to leverage those small business opportunities and make those opportunities available any chance they can.
We have to take a break, but I want to talk more about the agenda when we come back. The specific agendas linked up, as I mentioned, at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, but the concepts behind it and what we wanted to make sure got in and what you had to leave out is kind of what I want to dig into when we come back. My guests are the chairs for ACT-IAC Small Business Conference next week. You can read more about it, as I mentioned, federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. Martha Doris of GSA is the government chair. Ira Hobbs is the industry chair. And we'll continue our conversation in a moment on In-Depth with Francis Rose. Welcome back to In-Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com. My guests today, Ira Hobbs and Martha Doris, are the chairs of the ACT-IAC Small Business Conference happening next Thursday. And you can read more about it at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. As I looked over the agenda, I detected a few themes, and I'll have you tell me about those. I kind of dug into those already, Ira. But, Martha, as you and Ira worked on putting this together, there's certainly no shortage of topics to talk about when it comes to small businesses. How did you decide what you wanted to prioritize and what you were going to just not be able to get to because of time and so forth?
So I think it's not as much about subjects as it is about different ways of engaging the parties. So it provided a benefit not just to small businesses, but large businesses and federal agencies. So I think you'll see a variety of ways and methods for connecting people so that they can build those relationships. Mm-hmm. So, you know, anywhere from, you know, leading off with like the you know, big hitters from GSA and SBA down to network, agency workshops to the SmackDown session where the customers, the audience is going to be able to identify the subjects that are talked about. So mm-hmm. I think that there's a whole variety of ways that we tried to engage, and provide an opportunity for people to kind of connect.
Martha alludes to something, Ira, that I think is important to think about and talk about. I'm guilty of ignoring it from time to time when it comes to small businesses, and that is thinking about the fact that it's not just a small business to agency relationship that these folks should be looking out for, that partnerships with bigger companies as subs or all the permutations of partnerships that can exist. And thinking about all of those possibilities is really important if you're going to be successful in this market.
Absolutely. And what we tried to do, as Martha alluded to, was think about, you know, everybody in the federal government touches small business, but nobody like SBA and GSA. I mean, those are the kind of the lion's share. And so we wanted to make sure that folks understood that those agencies were there and in the street vernacular had their back. But at the same time, we understand that partnership is so important. So when you look at our agenda, you'll see that we have what's called federal workshops. Mm-hmm. And out of those federal workshops, we got close to about 60 or 70 government speakers who are going to come in and talk about what people need to do to be able to do business with their agencies. And we're rotating those sessions in the afternoon so that folks can have more than one experience. We're bringing in a couple of the groups that are, that everyone always says is kind of difficult to get to. We're going to have a DOD panel. We're going to have an Intel panel so that folks can, you know, get that cross the river experience mm-hmm. as well. But beyond that, we also realize that what people are about is trying to do business. So we've arranged, we have 9 federal agencies and 9 large businesses that are coming in that are going to be doing matchmaking sessions, one-on-one opportunities for companies who sometimes have the difficulty of negotiating the waters, be it federal or be it private sector, to be able to sit down and for 15 minutes in a prearranged meeting be able to say, hey, is there a basis for us to get married here and do business mm-hmm. together? And so that's a very important partnership as well. But we also like the feel of people networking, because a growing phenomenon in this marketplace is the joint venture concept, but not joint venture with large companies. We're seeing 3, 4, and 5 small businesses merging together in a joint partnership and then creating an image that looks almost like a large business, but it's 3 or 4 small businesses pooling together. So that joint venture concept among small businesses is growing, a growing phenomenon in the marketplace that's helping to make that even more real and make them more competitive in the marketplace as well. So as we do those kinds of things, the partnerships, we're looking at the ability to be able to meet and talk with people, to really make connections, and then to get that kind of an experience that a Kevin Plexico brings, a Deltek leader in the marketplace, to talk about, here's what's going to be looking like. It's going to be the financial picture. Here's what's going to be look like, the opportunities that if you're a small business, you really want to be a part of. And here's some very specific acquisitions that are coming up in the near term that if you got to be a part of, you got to put do your homework and get engaged in it. Then we think people have something that they can take away from them that's a value add to their company and to their business.
Something, Martha, that I noticed when I looked at the agenda was that you, it looks like you made a concerted effort to avoid the 4 government people with some radio DJ like me facilitating a conversation, and we talk, you know, the kind of the standard operating procedure at these kinds of events. It looks like you tried to get away from that and get at as much interaction as you possibly could.
Well, I mean, even to look at the theme of the conference, you know, about connecting, committing, collaborating. I mean, it is about those formal and informal opportunities to network and integrate everybody together. And the thing that, you know, when we were working through the process that I was really amazed at is how they, you know, we really tried to take the journey from the customer's perspective of every step of the day, what they will know at this point, what they need to know, and take into account a company that might be very new to the federal marketplace up to a company that's very mature in the marketplace, so that it could be they're just feeling their way out. And one session that we haven't talked about, but see companies who have made it and get their lessons learned. I mean, how much better can it be as a small business owner to see, you know, somebody who's been successful in this area and kind of derive, you know, take advantage of their lessons learned too.
Yeah, the how did you do it part of this seems to be the most valuable thing, and to have the stack of people that you have that are going to do that, I think is a really smart way to go about this.
Hard work, perseverance, crying, screaming, kicking and begging, going out and saying to folks, look, you know, you made it, and in all likelihood, you made it because of somebody's small business who helped you, mm-hmm. particularly a lot of our larger brethren and sisters in that regard. But also talking to these small companies that took advantage of the SBA-related programs and really used those to caliput their organizations. And we're talking about some of these companies that went from 15 to 30 to 60 to 90. You know, and that's a story that's worth telling, because there's nothing like personal testimony. You know, I can get up and talk down blue in the face, but when I got the CEO of a company sitting there who says, here's where we started and here's where we are now, and here's how the hard work, the perseverance paid off, but treating people right, fairness, all those things that, you know, make up the makeup of their companies is so extremely important, and it resonates. It lasts. The other thing is, it's a perfect opportunity for someone to say, you know what? When I grow up, I want to be just like you. What's the likelihood that my company can enter into a mentor-protege relationship with you, getting that advice. We always think of that large to small, but we're seeing a lot of small to small starting to occur in that same way, because small companies have good stories to tell about the work that they've done and the progress that they've made, and there are other small businesses who want to learn from them.
Martha, does his enthusiasm wear you out?
Yes.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Absolutely. Another thing Ira brought up a little bit is, you know, when we were thinking about the closing session, we really wanted to understand what was important to the attendees at the conference. And so we really did talk to some small businesses to understand what would kind of hold them there and what would be the most valuable to them. And that's how we came up with the Kevin Plexico session. So with everything else we've talked about in networking, we kind of close it hard and heavy with, you know, okay, what are the opportunities out there that you can go after? Because that's what they're hungry for. They're hungry to know where they need to go next.
The list of speakers has a bunch of my favorite people in this business on it, and I'm looking forward to seeing you guys. It's the Washington Hilton, which is a terrific location.
Well, it's a terrific location. We had a quick change. Unfortunately, we were able to trade apples for apples.
It's a good gig that you're going to have there. I'm looking forward to seeing you all. Thank you very much for coming in today.
All right.
Thank you.
Ira Hobbs of Hobbs & Hobbs and former Chief Information Officer of the Treasury Department is the Small Business Conference Industry Chair for the Small Business Conference next week. Martha Doris of the General Services Administration's Office of Citizen Services and Innovative Technologies is the Government Chair, and you can learn more at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. My conversation with Ira and Martha posted later this afternoon at federalnewsradio.com.